Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You are invited, as always, to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to continue here with your phone calls about what you want. But still to come, we've got other stuff that we could talk about. In fact, Sam, you're going to tell us about some cops over in the UK on camera, what they told one photographer. We will explain that here in a little bit, if we get a chance. Your calls being the primary element, we go phones to the phones first, and the fun ladies first, by the way. Hannah is in Connecticut. Hannah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, Hannah.
So I was thinking a way to improve the image of people who engage in civil disobedience would be to pair up the activity with something positive. Like, for instance, at the 420 celebrations, you could have people smoking pot and then, like, doing some kind of community service, like cleaning up Central Square or something.
I don't know. That sounds like a lot of work. Wouldn't it be easier just to lay around and smoke more pot?
Well, but I'm thinking that, you know, that way people who aren't necessarily on board with liberty, who might, you know, like look at pot smokers and think they're just a bunch of, like, derelicts who are lazy.
Yeah,
the two activities paired together.
I see what you're saying, and I think that's a relatively small group of people that want to, that, you know, complain the loudest. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, I would also like to point out that, and first off, you'd have to label it the 420/garbage pickup protest, and maybe you can get the newspaper to say something. But here in Keene, there was just an article today about the a gentleman who got sentenced for committing a robbery at a local pharmacy, where he stuck a knife in some old lady's face and demanded some pills, and then ran out the door, and was actually not actually apprehended, but essentially slowed and identified by a Free Stater, a guy who was here for the Free State Project. The newspaper knows this. They choose not to say. They call him a citizen. Mm-hmm. If the same guy went and went to Central Square with his shirt off, he'd be a Free Stater. However, when he stops a robbery, he's a citizen.
Yeah.
So they
it wouldn't get the press, is what you're
right,
saying.
The media, as it exists here, chooses to you know, to twist the stories as they wish.
But it's a good idea.
I'm not saying it's a bad idea. People should clean up after themselves every time.
Well,
anyway.
Right. In the beginning of the 420 celebrations, the megaphones were out early on, and I had one of them. And one of the things that I did was I suggested to the crowd that, hey, before you leave, just look around and pick up a piece of trash or two and throw it in the trash can. And, you know, that probably got about 10% of the people there to actually do something. And you really can't count on most people to do anything in general. And I mean just in general, when you want people to volunteer for something, you can pretty much count that you're going to get in the single digits as far as people stepping up to do something. But they did, and people looked around. They picked up some trash. But in all honesty, the park is very well maintained. And one of the reasons why is because, and this is one of the cool things that I learned about New Hampshire when I moved up here, at least the Keene area, is that a lot of the public parks that are government-operated parks are actually operated, as far as the cleanup is concerned and the tending to the plants and the things like that, by volunteer organizations.
Yep.
When you walk around the parks, you'll see the benches. There's a park over there's a river that runs through it here in Keene. There's a bridge over that was donated by a company. So benches are donated by individuals and companies and things like that. The bricks. You know, there are a lot of a lot of real community involvement in these parks. And so honestly, there's not much to clean up. There's something that can be, there's always cigarette butts, for instance, things that like that can be removed. But at a glance, you're not going to really be able to say, wow, people came through and cleaned this place up, because it wasn't really trashy or anything like that in the first place.
I mean, that's not the only thing that people could do. I mean, you could have, like, a little party, and you could, like, I don't know, give out free food and maybe not alcoholic drinks, because I don't know if that's illegal, but, you know, just, like, something that will make people passing by think, oh, cool, like, this is something positive. It's a public service.
Hannah, you should do that when you come up here. I think that's a great idea.
Hannah, when you come up, you should do a little concert out in the Central Square.
That's
so
a great idea.
People can enjoy your musical talents.
I think that's a fantastic
idea. Cool.
Hannah, how can people enjoy your musical talents right now?
Oh, you could go to hhmusic.net or
that's
YouTube.
That's HH.
Yeah.
HHMusic.net or YouTube/anarchist.
Wait, cool. Thanks, Hannah, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Poor Hannah, by the way, she's really talented, obviously talented musician, young lady going to college right now, and she has gotten into the Free State Project in a big way. So much that she doesn't really want to be where she is, and she's trying to come up with any excuse she possibly can to spend as much time in New Hampshire as possible. She was just at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and one of the guys who lives up here is going to be moving out to go to college somewhere else for a while, and so he's leaving town. There's going to be a party for him this weekend, a going away party, and so she's like, wow, is this reason enough I could come up to New Hampshire? And she's trying to come up with reasons why she should come up to visit, and it's got to be addictive to come up here and experience the activism, then, oh, you got to go back home. You got to go back to, you know, the drudgery in Connecticut or Florida.
To no radio network, to no Pork 411, to all of these things that just provide this level of comfort around us.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's continue here and talk to Bill, listening in Florida. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Bill, hello.
Florida, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey there, what's on your mind?
I waited a long time. You all had me on hold a long time.
Well, here you are.
Yeah, I appreciate getting on your show. The reason I called, I wanted to say there's too many people in the world, and I'm disgusted by it.
Why?
And I know it's a difficult subject, you know, and a lot of people don't like it. Why am I disgusted by it?
Yeah, what's wrong with people?
We're depleting the world's resources, and we're...
Isn't that kind of a
pushing all the large animals into small spaces and not letting them live properly? What was your question?
Well, isn't that kind of a lack mentality, the idea that we're going to run out of everything? What's the evidence of that?
The evidence is that if you look at a globe or like Google Map, there's people everywhere.
No,
there's not enough alligators.
Alligators.
And you look around and you know and you see like the alligators are marginalized.
The alligators are doing fine, actually. They've been taken off the endangered species list, and it's probably because they were miscounted, not because they were in fact at one point on an endangered species.
Well, I live in an area that has alligators.
I'm from Florida, dude. I'm pretty familiar with the alligator population.
Okay. All right. This town, Pensacola.
You could make an argument, say, for tigers or elephants or lions, but alligators are a poor choice of charismatic megafauna.
I went outside today and saw thousands and thousands of people, but no alligators.
Well, move into the woods, dude. There's plenty of alligators out in Florida. You're in Florida.
Yeah, you're in an apartment complex.
Look. This is a nonsensical idea, the idea that the Earth is overpopulated in any way, shape, or form. You said look at a globe. Go ahead. Look at the satellite imagery of nighttime across the world and look at all the lights, now excluding North Korea where they don't actually have lights. But look at all of the rest of the world and look where the lights are and look where the dark is. I mean, most of the world is completely devoid of people. Most of America, for instance, I think it's like 96%, is completely unurbanized. There's plenty of room out there for all the little critters and plenty of room for more human beings to expand outward and upward, and the whole concept of overpopulation is ludicrous nonsense.
Right, and the concern that because the population has grown at an exponential rate during the 20th century that it will continue to grow at that same rate during the 21st century is not really looking at the math of the situation. If, for instance, the Earth's population probably wouldn't be it's likely going to go somewhere between 9 and 13 billion people, and it's going to level off there because as people move from rural areas to urban areas, and this is happening all over the third world, actually, if you look at the Western, the races sort of from the Western population areas, those are diminishing.
They don't need as many kids, right?
Right, because when people move into urban areas, immediately they have fewer children. Not over time, immediately they have fewer children.
Yeah, sorry, dude. There's just nothing really to back it up. The idea that the resources are running out is also absurd. I mean, mankind is very ingenious and has the ability to create new wealth from natural resources that previously have been useless, like oil, for instance. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Carnation Evaporated Milk, the cooking milk that makes life richer. For rich and creamy recipes, visit us at thecookingmilk.com. We all have our roster of recipes, but eating the same dishes over and over becomes boring. Instead of throwing them out and starting from scratch, play with different ingredients to give new flavor to old standards. Try Thai spices instead of your usual Italian seasonings. That just might do the trick. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed 2 value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes 3 very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free. The number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Hey, join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The features are free. They include listening options. We've got live streams, broadband anti-lip versions, as well as our webcam and listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen around the clock at listen.freetalklive.com. Get all the details. Get tuned in. listen.freetalklive.com. Of course, the number one way to listen to the show, if you have it, is your local radio station. I know 78 stations across the country carry this program, and if yours doesn't, then give them a call and ask them why. tell them what you like about their programming, then suggest to them what you might like if they did. You might like their station even more if they would add Free Talk Live. You never know. That might make a difference. Might get us on the air. I was actually on the phone with a program director today, and I'm not going to say where it was, but Pennsylvania somewhere. He said, I always ask when I call, you know, is this a good time? Or usually I say, do you have a moment? Because I always want to make sure I respect somebody's time when I call them. Because if you don't respect somebody's time, they're going to hate you. And so I always do that. And I said, well, do you have a moment? Oh, yeah, I'd always make time for you. And that's a pretty unusual response. Well thanks. Why? Like, you're my son's hero. Really? He told me a little bit more, and I guess his son considers himself an anarchist or something like that. And he somehow found us, and he asked his dad, who's the program director of a radio station, hey, have you heard of these guys? And his dad says, yeah, I've actually talked to him. Because, again, it's unusual that a host of a show will call a radio station. You know, hosts are so important. Their talent, you know, they don't deal with the little radio stations. You know, this is...
They have a sales team for that.
Yeah, they call it affiliate relations. And so the guy's son had listened to the show and had asked him, hey, Dad, why don't you put these guys on your radio station? So we'll get there. It takes time. These things take time. So I appreciate everybody who's contacted their local stations. And if you do get Free Talk Live on your local station, give them a call, send them an email, let them know that you appreciate it.
And whoever that anonymous son is, thanks.
Buy some stuff from their advertisers and let them know you heard them during Free Talk Live on fill-in-the-blank station, whatever your local affiliate is. Anyway, thanks. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your phone calls. By the way, Sam, you can visit his website, obscuredtruth.com. Man, you've got a lot of footage to work with right now, Sam. I know that you've been collecting footage over the last couple of years, and you've been, you know, you're only one man as far as your editing capabilities are concerned. Now you've got all this Porkfest footage to deal with. What's on your plate right now?
We are editing up the latest crap video that's coming out soon. That should be out.
And the initials change from crap video to crap video, right?
Yeah,
so what is it going to be this time?
Citizens Realty Advisory Program.
Okay.
In reference to the Tamworth Millionaire Program that's going on with one of the Free State Movers up in Tamworth, New Hampshire.
Yeah, you guys have been hired on to create this video, which is, I think, pretty exciting.
It's
because,
good, yeah.
You know, prior to this, you'd just been doing it for the fun and for the learning
quick
experience.
Quick and easy, yep.
And now you've proven yourself. You've got the proof of concept that you know what you're doing. And so somebody came in and said, hey, I like this, and I like this idea, and you can take these ideas, and here's my concept, and I'd like to pay you to make it.
Yeah, and then we've got, like you said, lots of great stuff from Porkfest. Some of the music acts came out, I think, really great, mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to putting those up as well.
So obscuredtruth.com. For Sam's videos, more for Sam. Let's go to your phone calls. Matt is in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight, Matt?
Not too much. First of all, that dude in Florida who thinks there's too many people in the world should move to the West Coast because we've got plenty of room out here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from Florida. People are stacked on top of each other. It's awful. You guys know how it is.
But it's not all of Florida. You don't have to go that far. You just go east. If you live on the west coast of Florida, you just go east of the interstate, and there's nobody there.
That's true. Very true. Okay, so I was actually just on my way home from work, and Washington State has, or so-called direct democracy, just like some of the other states here. And we've actually got a petition like California is going. They're trying to get it certified right now to legalize cannabis in the state. And there was a great volunteer standing outside the grocery store, real nice guy. I talked to him. Well, apparently, some busybody went in and complained to the manager mm-hmm. about the legalized marijuana sign outside, and they called the cops on him, and the cops promptly threw him off the property.
He must have been a volunteer.
Property.
My first question was going to be, is this guy really a volunteer? And then the rest of your story explained it to me. Yeah, he must have been a volunteer because that is entirely not the way to go about doing petitioning. You always go in to talk to the manager of the location that you'd like to use before
and
going
out. And he did. He got permission in advance. And
I thought you said the store called the cops.
They did. After the busybody complained, the manager went in and asked him to leave, and I guess apparently in Washington State there's some kind of petitioner's right where they're allowed to stay. As Supreme Court backed it up, I'm not too in as far as what the ruling says.
So let me see if I got this straight so far. The guy asked the store for permission to petition out in front of the store. They gave him permission. Then when one customer complained, they went out and they told him to leave.
I heard it was a couple, but I'm sure it was barely anybody. But at the same time, there was a guy standing right across. We have private or public or government liquor sales here where you have to go into the government store and be raped to buy some alcohol. So they're trying to privatize it out here, kind of like Florida. That guy was completely left alone. So the cops came up, and they were harassing the cannabis guy, but the privatized liquor guy was just fine. And, I mean, I know it's private property, and the store owners have the right to ask whoever they want to leave. But, I mean, I kind of wanted to get your guys' view on this, because I'm a little torn. I believe that if they're going to enforce it, they should kick both of the guys off, because, in my opinion, they're both drugs, and they're kind of on the same level, but it's the property owners kind of stay. But, like, what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I think you it's really up to the property owner. If he wants to, you know, ban one form of free speech while allowing another that's even, you know, related or very similar, I guess that's their choice.
Yeah, but this whole situation's messed up from the very beginning.
Yeah. So I mean, to say that he has a petitioner's right to stay there on somebody's private property, that I don't really agree with.
Right, and I totally agree with that. But, I mean, that's just, I heard you guys talking about how civil disobedience is so much better than political action because it's just a waste of time. And that just proves it where, you know, there's a so-called legitimate process to get this passed, and then a busybody complains about it, and the cops come kick them off right away. Much for the law.
Oh, I share your frustration. I share your frustration. I think that's pretty absurd that the store would give him permission first and then revoke it. It's within their prerogative, obviously, but I still think it's ludicrous. And certainly you're right that it's inconsistent that they will. I mean, a petition is a petition. A petitioner is going to annoy a certain type of person. It would seem unlikely. I guess there's a chance that some people would be annoyed by the marijuana petition, but not by the liquor petition. But who knows? Some people are going to be upset by being solicited, period, as they're coming in and out of a store. So just
I mean, somebody out there with a petition for bringing back child prostitution is probably going to be met with much more.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Angry response.
Yeah, so clearly it's their prerogative, as inconsistent as it might be.
Yeah, well, I think one of his main mistakes is he used the government word marijuana instead of cannabis because that tends to scare people off a little more.
Yeah, it is a slang term. Marijuana is a slang term. It's true.
Yep, invented as a derogatory term against Mexicans, I believe. So.
Well, it was marijuana was a word that, a slang term for cannabis that came out of Mexico, and people weren't really familiar with it until Hearst sensationalized it in the newspapers and made it out to be this evil drug that just causes people to go crazy.
Which, of course, was his best interest because hemp is a very potential crop to compete with trees for paper, and so Hearst didn't like that very much. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea.
The testimonials are incredible!
And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are totally free, including our webcam. You can go and watch and listen at the same time. Also chat as well. The chat room is built into the very same page as the webcam, so enjoy all that for free at cam.freetalklive.com, which is brought to you by memorydealers.com.
Yeah, Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They also offer great prices and service on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. You can go over there and see the optical transceivers. They are, in fact, 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, at up to 99% off of list price. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. It's memorydealers.com.
All right, our toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Dave in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm calling in response to that lady's call. She said, like, you know, she thinks of potheads as, like, the derelicts. And I was saying a lot of
people... Did that happen tonight? Is this like a promo or something like that?
No, the lady you were just talking to.
Did we just talk to a lady?
I don't remember this.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't this episode of the show. But nonetheless, go ahead with your response.
Well, maybe I
think you were listening to a promo. I think you probably heard like a 60-second promo, because we definitely have something like that in our
unless
promo.
Unless he thinks that Hannah was saying that.
No, Hannah didn't say anything like that. Anyway.
There was a lady on like 2 calls ago, wasn't there?
We did have Hannah on a couple of years ago, yeah.
And she was saying that, you know, some people think of pot smokers as derelicts.
Yeah, she wasn't accusing.
The park
a lot of people think that way, you know, because they don't even want to talk about the subjects because they think that potheads are derelicts. And this is why I'm calling in response to that, because only the derelicts really got the gumption to get out and put it in the face of the people.
Well, they don't have as much to lose.
If all the potheads that smoke pot that are part of society, part of the fabric of the way things run, because I'm 54 and I know a lot of people in a lot of positions that smoke pot.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't even think twice about telling people about it because they're scared crap about it. When I went around getting signatures for the medical marijuana, people were scared to put their name on a piece of paper because of pot.
So sad.
And I think that's the problem. People are so scared of the ramification. And that's the just reason to the liberation for cannabis, because there's 800,000 people locked up for this plant. And it holds back the potential of the wonderful capabilities of this plant, and to give our farmers a chance to prove the need for this plant actually for humans, and they don't realize that they're stuck under the fear of their
government. They are scared. Yeah, that's really what it boils down to.
40 million, at least by now, 40 million, 30 million potheads.
There are certainly a significant amount of people who have smoked. Maybe they aren't currently smokers. I don't know if a lot of the pot smokers would be considered potheads, just the occasional smoker. There are a lot of people out there that will use it on a weekend basis or at night or something like that. And you're absolutely right, Dave. These are people that are frightened to death of actually coming out of the closet because they're worried they're going to get fired.
And the social stigma. And the social stigma that's put on you because you use cannabis. I think you should be praised because it's better than drinking alcohol. Mm-hmm. I can't see the logic of choosing between alcohol and pot. You choose alcohol just because it's legal when it makes you feel the way it makes you feel the next morning.
It's
craziness to me.
It's all
most people would say,
well,
pot's against the law. Pot's against the law. Well, you're going to hurt yourself more just because the law is wrong.
Mm. It's something you point out, that you make a good point when you talk about, well, the derelicts are the ones standing up for it. Cannabis is something that really cuts across all aspects of society. I mean, I had a friend who his brother would buy it for everyone in his neighborhood, and his brother lived in a $500,000 home. So the other people in his neighborhood were lawyers and doctors and other professionals who would use cannabis and lived responsible, normal lives. They had families, but the stigma is just so pervasive. The propaganda machine has just been cranking away at it for so long that they really brainwashed people. Well, it's control. You've got the establishment in there wanting to continue spending their billions of dollars a year on their drug warriors and the cops who are addicted to the adrenaline rush of kicking in people's doors and shooting their dogs.
Real police officers should stand up and protest against the drug war because they know how deep the corruption runs, man.
Exactly. And the corruption turns against them and pushes them to the night shift or right off the police force.
Because of the greed, I guess, right? And their pensions and everything.
Yeah.
The band plays on.
How does it end? It will end when people just stand up and start saying no and enough
is
enough.
That's what it takes. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you as always. And you're right, Sam. That's exactly what it's going to take. And that's why I think that non-cooperation is so important as a tactic, because most people are so scared. They're so frightened of what might happen. Oh, my God, they'll steal my kids from me. Oh, my God, I'll lose my job. Oh, da-da-da-da, fill in the blank. And, okay, yes, I understand the concerns. There is a possibility. There's always that possibility in any time you're taking risk. That's what risk is all about. You take a risk, you might lose, but you might win big. And the bigger the risk is, the bigger the win can be. And you don't have to jump in and take big risks. You can take little risks. If a bunch of people take little risks, then you don't have to have a bunch of people taking big. It's unlikely a bunch of people are ever going to take big risks. So if you just get a whole lot of people to take little risks here and there and, do some non-cooperation.
Many hands make light work, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Many hands make light work. But this is something that, there's that hump of getting over. And I experienced some of it tonight or this afternoon at the 420 celebration with the lady that had come into visit New Hampshire and with her husband, and her husband was a little more daring than she. But she was, you know, pretty intimidated by the idea of taking a toke off of a bowl of cannabis in the public square. I mean, it's a scary thing to do. But once you're with enough people who are showing you the road, who are showing you the ropes, so to speak, to show you what it's like to do non-cooperation, to show you what the consequences can be, and that it's okay, that we can get through this, whatever the consequences are, we can weather them, and, you know, we'll get out of jail at some point, and not everybody has to go to jail, that you've got a community that's back behind you. You start showing people these things concrete. You give them examples like Mark getting the parking ticket thrown out. Mm-hmm. Minimal risk there. Me getting a not guilty on the parking ticket. I haven't mentioned that yet, by the way, on the air, I don't think.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mentioned recently what had happened with the parking ticket, but I found out yesterday. I went down to the courthouse because the trial was on April 28th. Sam, you and I were up front in the courtroom. People can go and look for parking ticket on Freekeen, and it'll come up. But the whole video of the trial is there. And the judge said he's going to take it under advisement. The man in the robe said he was going to take it under advisement. Now, normally when they say that, that means it's not going to be guilty. Because if it's guilty, they typically will go ahead and hand that down right there. Because it's in front of everybody. But they don't want to do a not guilty in front of everybody. So what he did was he said he was going to take it under advisement. He went back, you know, we left. He went back in his chambers. And unbeknownst to me, that very same afternoon, he went ahead, filled out the rest of the complaint, checked the not guilty box, signed it, and put the date on it. The date on the complaint, and I scanned it in. It's up at freekeen.com right now. But the date on that complaint is the same date as the trial. But they never sent me anything. 2 months later.
Why do you suppose?
They just didn't want to bring my attention to it. You know, we found you not guilty. We don't have to tell you that. Now, would they have sent me something if it was a guilty? I sure hope so.
Yes, I would think so.
Right. But in this case, they just quietly decided to find me not guilty. I had to go in 2 months later after I hadn't heard anything. I thought maybe it got lost in the mail. No, there was never a notice written up. It was just, he just checked the not guilty box on the ticket and signed it at the bottom, dated it, and that was the end of the matter.
That's service for you.
Case closed. So that's two parking ticket non-cooperation wins here in Keene, New Hampshire now. It's a shame Dale decided to pay his, isn't it? It could have had 3 of 3. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want, but it's going to take risk in order to get real significant advancement. Otherwise, you just have to beg the politicians and try to change the system from within the system. And it's possible, but boy, does that take a long time. It's Free Talk Live.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crum had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crum is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crum online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Hey, this is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time, though, for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark. Inviting you to our website. Hey, if you enjoy the program, you like the fact that we give you the features on the website for free, then one of the ways you can support us is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options, and you get perks. Get the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Get all the details. Get signed up. And thanks in advance. amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls. Nathaniel. How about Nathaniel? Listening in Pennsylvania. Nathaniel, you're listening on FM in Cochranton? Oh, he just dropped off the line. Okie doke. Well, anyway, it sounded like we might have ourselves a new community/pirate radio affiliate.
Nice.
I was reading some documentation on pirate radio recently, just last night, and there was one article that was trying to differentiate the differences between pirate radio and so-called micro radio. Now, this is a term that I hadn't really been used to using. The suggestion was that pirates were... The pirates were more temporary, that they weren't so interested in building community, that kind of thing, whereas a micro station is more of a kind of like a community station. I was trying to draw some subtle differences between the two. I just like the term pirate. I just think pirate's a cool term. I understand it's got the I suppose it could have negative connotations with some people, but I mean, people love pirates. You get the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, well, and
I think that it's inaccurate in one way, because piracy is robbery on the high seas,
Caribbean rather. Anyway, go ahead.
And I don't like it for that reason. I agree with you that there's a fun aspect to it, but it's an accurate term. It's a term that was created by the guys on the other side,
mm-hmm.
The guys that were, that are claiming that you're doing something wrong by broadcasting content to your friends and neighbors that they would want to consume. Mm. If they don't want to consume it, they can turn it off.
Yeah.
I'll admit to you that maybe you can say that pirates would be the people that are that do a poor job of husbanding their broadcast signal. They stomp on other people's signals. They have that. What's that when it radiates out in different signals that you said that wasn't necessary?
Harmonics.
Harmonics. They don't have their harmonics properly tuned or something like that.
Filtered.
But if you're just opening up on a channel that doesn't have any primary or tertiary interference, secondary interference, then it's not serviced in your community, big deal.
Yeah.
You know? You're just broadcasting there, and you're broadcasting something that somebody's going to want to hear, whether it's Chinese polka music or whether it's, the Liberty message or whatever. Why shouldn't people be able to hear a bunch of different messages?
They should.
Why does somebody have to go through the government system and pay tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars?
Do you like an answer? I can tell you why. Control. I mean,
that's what it's about.
The government only wants to let certain people have access to the airwaves, people that are going to behave in a certain manner that the government prescribes as okay. And I've always been a fan of pirate radio ever since I found out about it. Ever since, I don't remember how I learned about it. I've always been kind of a radio, I guess just growing up, I've been kind of a radio rat or radio geek to some extent. You know, I got a shortwave radio from my grandfather when I was 10 or something like that. And, you know, that led me to learn about the other bands and the other things that are out there and learned about CB radio and got into that for a while and then pirate radio around that same time. And I think it probably came from, you know, the CBs at one time were licensed. Do you remember? You guys probably weren't. None of us were around for this. It was the late 70s, mid to late 70s, when CBs were licensed, actually, I think. Sometime in the 70s. And then what happened was it became so popular that they were selling so quickly and that people were adopting this technology so fast that the FCC, you know, they couldn't even handle it. People were just operating without licenses, and the FCC would, you know, try to enforce it, but there was so much to enforce. And
it's also mobile. A lot of CB radios are in cars, so you can't go and track these people down. So, you know, it's a pretty difficult task for them to tackle.
Yeah. So, I mean, the idea being that the more pirate radio or community radio or micro radio stations that there are out there, the more difficult it becomes for the FCC.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, as we were talking about earlier, the more non-cooperation there is, period, across the board, especially in a concentrated area, the more difficult it is. So whether we're talking about people not paying parking tickets or people operating their own radio stations, more is better, and more in a concentrated area is better as well.
And I think the same thing would happen if all the 40 million pot smokers in the world would take their seeds and just go plant them out somewhere. There are going to be marijuana plants just popping up everywhere if they just randomly would go out and do that, to where at some point it would just become so common that they wouldn't be able to combat it. Nature would take over, and they'd be fighting a losing battle.
It was Mark Emery, I think, that originally coined that concept, Operation Overgrow.
Overgrow the government, yep.
Let's go to your phone calls. David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi. I was just briefly going to ask... what argument did you use to win against the ticket? And was just the parking ticket the kind with a meter, right?
Well, I don't argue. You don't want to argue with bureaucrats. Mark Stevens is one of the things he teaches in his book, Adventures in Legal Land, which you can pick up at markstevens.net. That's Mark with a C. But one of the points he makes is that you don't want to argue with a bureaucrat. You want to ask questions. And that's pretty much what we did when we were up there. We asked questions, and most of them weren't answered. It's really just a matter of, it wasn't an argument or anything like that. It was just a matter of challenging it. It was just a matter of going to court over it, because most people don't do that. And we're talking about the parking ticket that was littered on my car here in Keene, New Hampshire. And
now, I think that you probably went to court mostly because you're you. I'm of the opinion that the reason that they didn't take my parking ticket to court is because it's not worth their trouble to take parking tickets to court, David. All you would have to do, and I don't know what it's like in the rest of the country, but I think that this is probably true most places, is you go, you complain about it. I went the day of. I went straight from getting my ticket to the police station, complain about it, and then they'll give you a court date, and then you go for the court date, and then they'll give you know, it's not actually a court date. They'll give you some kind of arraignment or something like that.
You did go to an arraignment. That's
right. And then they'll set a court date. And then after that, they'll keep on bumping it off until they get to 9 months, at which point they have to flush it, because they just don't have the manpower and the time and the money to prosecute these things.
But also in Ian's case, and of course they didn't actually give any kind of explanation as to why he ruled not guilty, any kind of findings in law.
He has no obligation to do that. They didn't even give me a notice.
Yeah, well, they launched off into the trial and rushed to get their witness up there to prevent you from, asking any questions of the court and that sort of thing. And they didn't even bother to ask if you're ready for trial, which is one of the things the supposed judge is supposed to do. Then when the witness sits down in the chair, the judge testifies that she's there to testify that the car was parked in this certain spot on this such and such date at this such and such time. And it's like, well, you know, if if you're going to testify for the witness, why does the witness even need to be up there? So they made so many mistakes in this trial, it's hard to say why they threw it out. But I think they also had pictures that were taken, you know, weeks later after the ticket was issued, which are completely irrelevant. So they had just a shoddy case.
They usually do, by the way. That's an mm-hmm. important thing to point out here, is that their process is all about intimidation, David. The court system, the so-called justice system, now and then there's actually justice because you've got two parties that are, you know, there's a complaint, somebody actually hurt somebody. That's fine. I think that's good. I think they should be dealing with that stuff. But otherwise, in cases like parking tickets or speeding tickets or cannabis or open container or riding the bike on the sidewalk, that kind of thing, this nonsense crap. It's all about intimidation. The idea is, all right, well, you want to challenge this ticket? Fine. Here's your arraignment date.
They give you the shotgun of charges, too. They pile on charges.
If they can do that, they certainly will, because they want to intimidate you into taking the plea bargain. So you show up to the arraignment, and they call you. They want to try to cut a deal with you. All right, look, you know, we know you don't want to go to trial. It's, you know, so here, we'll give you this if you just take this plea bargain. And, of course, 98 or 97 or 99% of the people there will take the plea bargain, which means they don't actually have to present a case. They don't even have to have a case. They can just bluff you all the way through a plea bargain, and that's it. That's all they have to do. So if people actually start saying not guilty, or as I do, I refuse to plea, and they put in a not guilty, which is interesting. He actually checked that I pled not guilty. Not true. At the arraignment, I did not plead anything. Anyway,
I'll have to look for that book, though, Adventures in Legally. And that's
great book.
That
Mark
good.
Stevens is the author, markstevens.net. So anyway, the idea is you overload the system. They are hurting people. They are aggressing against people. And if these people who are being victimized, that's what it is, they're being victimized by this system, these people in it, if these people would stop taking the plea bargain and instead of going and just paying the darn tickets, if they went down there and said, go ahead, schedule me a trial. And, you know, if 10% of the parking tickets went and did that, it would just crush the system.
Not to mention the courts in New Hampshire are
already
completely broke.
Yeah, they're already
and then they would have to. And, you know, when it comes to parking, there needs to be some solution. It's just that this one's crappy. And if their current solution gets smashed, then they have to come up with a better solution because this one stinks.
Hey, David, thanks for the call. We're out of time for tonight. We will return tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Visit SamAtObscureTruth.com. See you tomorrow.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumaThinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumaThinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.